When I started dabbling into AI, I quickly realized there is a power to a system in your business. If you have something that's systematized and you can go delegate off that to someone else, you give them a playbook and then they go follow step A, B, C, D, and they have a predictable outcome. If you have a system like that and a process in your business that works and you get a predictable outcome, then you put AI and automation on top of it. And then now you're just doing this 100x faster. And that's how I look at AI.
Welcome, fellow entrepreneurs and goal getters, to Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within, with myself, your host, Kelly Beveridge, and my friend, Aarti Anand. And really excited to have her on here today. She's chiming in from Denver, Colorado. She, we like to say, is a product leader turned entrepreneur. And today we're going to be talking about simplifying AI adoption, all things strategy, automation, you know, ROI-driven growth. And I'm excited for this topic because I'm a rookie when it comes to this kind of stuff, and she's an expert. And so I'm excited to learn from her and pick her brain. And I just think that this is such an important topic to be talking about if you're in business or you're an entrepreneur. She also runs her business being married. She's a mom of twins, an 11-year-old son, and she's just a gem to connect with. So just really excited. Aarti, welcome to the episode.
Thank you, Kelly. That was a very nice introduction. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, okay, before we get into the talk of AI, I would love to share for you to share a little bit of your story, because you made a decision at the end of 2023 going into 2024, and it really put you on a different path. And I think you have a very powerful and inspiring story where you shifted gears and had a personal and professional transformation. Could you share with the audience, like, how did you get into running your business, which, by the way, is called Codenix? How do you pronounce that?
It's Codenix.
Codenix, yes. Codenix AI. Codenyx and then AI, just for those who are going to look it up. How did you start this business?
Sure. So just like you mentioned, Kelly, December 2023, it's the end of the year. My twins are New Year's Eve babies. So that's when I get in that reflection mode and where is life going? What am I doing? So I'm in that typical phase in December and I hop on the last call I believe I took for work, and gosh, I just felt in my stomach, I was like, I don't do it again. And there's nothing wrong with the 9-to-5, by the way. I mean, I've done that for more than 15 years and it's helped me earn a lot of money. But I think after a certain point in life, you realize you only live once. And, you know, you start to challenge all the assumptions that you've made throughout life. And there's a lot of social conditioning that goes in as we grow. So you get a job, you go to school, you get a job, and then you have a degree, and then you get paid a certain amount. But I think we live in this age of technology, which is a blessing to be in, where you don't have to be stuck in a mold, and you can actually challenge the way you have started to accept what life means and where you should be spending your time. And all the last few years that I've spent working for someone else, I was just on their schedule. I was on someone else's schedule. And I started to challenge that. I have young kids, I have dogs, I have parents who are not getting any younger. And they're probably getting older faster than I want them to be. So every time I see them, there's a pit in my stomach and I'm like, gosh, I wish I had more time. And so I just, one day I woke up, I think it was, so I had been challenging the assumption of working a 9-to-5. And then January 1st, 2024, I basically sat down and I wrote on my vision board, I'm running a successful 6-figure business. I had no idea what that meant, how I would get there, when would I get there. I just knew that that's what I wanted. And believe it or not, January 18th, I had my LLC registered. And I was like, F it, we're doing it. And I had no plan, but it again, and to anybody who's listening this, if you're not happy with where you are in life, you're the person who can take action. I'm sorry, but nobody else can do this for you. So it starts with what do you want? And then you reverse engineer your life and you figure out the daily standards you need to hold yourself accountable to. What are the actions you need to take on a daily basis to get to the life that you want to?
I love it. I love your story because it's what I love to speak into existence with people. Like, first of all, I like how you worded that, right? Like, challenge what you think you know to almost be right or true, right? It's like, start to challenge yourself and ask yourself those questions, especially if you're not happy or fulfilled or you're feeling like something, you know, is missing from your life. And, you know, and then you have the courage to just have a dream and write it down. And then without knowing how it was going to look, just get into action towards it, which allowed you to then create that freedom in that space for yourself, right? To be there for your family, which is just super cool. And, you know, I'm curious why you chose AI. I think you and I were talking previously about what is our North Star that allows us to move towards something with passion and energy and commitment. And so I'm curious why AI and automation is that North Star for you.
Yeah, that's a great segue. So when I started my business, like I said, I had no plan. I wasn't even aware what I was going to do. I just knew that this is the path I'm going to take. And then AI was also taking off at that time. So think about this. This is January 2024. And I started dabbling into it. One thing I was very sure I wasn't going to do is to build a business where I am the busiest employee and I'm working nonstop. And that's where I think people need to be curious is AI is there. There are going to be many other tools there. Just use this as a mechanism to get to where you want to be. And that's how I look at any piece of tech that's out there today. What's in it for you? And when I started dabbling into AI, I quickly realized there is a power to a system in your business. If you have something that's systematized and you can go delegate off that to someone else, you give them a playbook and then they go follow step A, B, C, D, and they have a predictable outcome. If you have a system like that and a process in your business that works and you get a predictable outcome, then you put AI and automation on top of it. And then now you're just doing this 100x faster. And that's how I look at AI. When I jump on discovery calls, they start asking me, what tools do you play with on a daily basis? And my answer is very simple. I could have 100 of them in my back pocket, but if they don't solve a problem in your business, they are most likely useless to you. So let's talk about the problem first, and then we figure out how we can solve it. And even if AI works there or not, we don't know for sure. But it starts with what is it that you're trying to achieve? And then you go figure out how, which is, I think, how I've been able to leave my 9-to-5 and go start a business is because I didn't think about how for a long time. I just took action and I started on a path. Well, I'll figure it out, but I need to take an action today to be able to get there. So it's how is you can figure it out. You can go ask people who are already there where you want to be and you could pay them. They'll give you the blueprint. You follow the steps and you can get to where they are. So how is a very small piece to the puzzle. It's the why that's more important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. And I'm just thinking, you know, you mentioned that you talk to a lot of people. Obviously, you do discovery calls, finding out where people are at in their business, maybe where there's bottlenecks or they're stuck or they just can't see their blind spot as to why their business isn't growing. What are some of the most common themes or problems you see that AI can solve?
Yeah, there are many. And I think one of the ones that stands out is lead gen. And that's a sticky problem to have. And I was there a few months ago. So if you don't have any leads, you have no sales calls. If there are no sales calls, you don't have a sale and you don't have a business, right? It's one thing that we like to put on autopilot. And we have a particular automation we have built for ourselves. And now we're rinsing and repeating and selling it to other businesses too. And it's a cold email automation. If you have an offer that's proven to work, meaning you have been able to get on a sales call and sell it to a stranger, then you have a proven offer. You have validated the solution that you're selling. We use AI and we use automation now to scale that process. And we ship your offer to 2,000, 3,000 people a month. And we write the copy, we personalize via AI, we do a lot of lead enrichment. And the way we put together the whole system is we're doing what you were doing manually on a sales call. Now we're putting them that on a scale. And if we send it to 3,000 people, a small percentage will respond to it. And then a smaller percentage will be positive responses. Smaller percentage, you'll be able to take on a sales call. And then some of them you'll be able to close based on your sales script or how you run your sales call. And my offer is, if we don't get you 10 qualified booked appointments on your calendar under 60 days, you don't have to pay us anything.
I love right? that.
Yeah. And that's the power of automations and using personalization via AI is if you train the model on your knowledge base on how Kelly runs the sales scripts or how she talks to people face to face in a conference room. We use all that data to train the model. And that's what writes the copy for each email. It comes straight from you, human to human connection. And our goal is very simple. As soon as someone shows interest, we don't do anything in the middle. We just ship them straight to booking a call with you. And that's our main goal. And as long as they have responded positively, and when we did the lead scraping, we put the filters based on your target ICP. That's our goal. And that's how we are able to get the qualified appointments, a certain number under 60 days. And that's how we ship our promise.
I love that because, you know, a few things you answered for me, because I'm in this space of being open to adopting AI, yet I have a fear that it takes the humanness out of it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not sure if you come across that a lot with people who are just in the beginning phases, especially a little bit more old school where I'm so used to building business person to person. So I love how you shared, like, it still has the human side of who I am and how I operate. And it's really just about supporting with freeing up time for the lead gen to pre-qualify leads, to get the right people such that where I'm spending my time, this is what I heard you say, where I'm spending my time is with the right people doing what I'm best at.
Exactly. Because that's what lights you up.
Yeah.
Those are the conversations that you enjoy. And second, your time is best spent on a sales call where if you close it, you also bring life to your business because you're making money, right? And the lead qualification, if you were to do that manually, you must have a script. You must have an SOP. If you were to delegate tomorrow because you want to go sit on the beach and drink a mimosa, how would you do it? You would take that script. You would train a human to do it. If the human can take the script and learn from it, we can also train an AI agent to do the same.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Okay, I want to come back to lead gen for a sec because I want to ask you a few things about it. Yet you just brought something up and I want to ask a couple simple questions for those out there listening like myself who are just such rookies when it comes to this stuff. Just for clarification, like what is an AI agent?
Of course. Yeah, that's a really good question. So I think, and this comes in the right time because there's a lot of buzz out there, a lot of hype. But that also comes with a lot of miscommunication, right? Not every person is at the edge of adopting AI, although they should be getting there at some point. but most of them are in AI curious phase. I have a 5 A's framework that I like to walk my prospects through. So you start from AI curious, and then we take you through an assessment. And through an assessment, you figure out, oh, these things are broken. I need to fix them. What's the next stage? We take you to alignment, where you realize AI has a lot of potential. How can I jump on it today? And then we take you through an AI audit. And then we give you a blueprint of, you take that report and you go to a vendor or you come to us. We'll implement one automation at a time, starting from the automation that is a low-hanging fruit, but it also gets you the maximum ROI on your investment. So after the AI implementation, then you have tasted and you know what it feels like to have things automated in your business, and now you want more. So then you enter another stage, which is AI liftoff, where you've seen it work in one department and now you want to replicate that same effect in other departments in your business. So that's AI liftoff. And once you have graduated, then congratulations, you are thinking as an AI first operator. And that's in your DNA now. And it's also in your business's DNA. That's how you like to operate and think about every problem now. So not everybody is there. And of course, it takes time for that to be implemented and executed. And you see the data come through and you see the ROI. Where do I start is most of the businesses today, they are sitting on piles and piles of admin work that is done by the founder or a small, medium business owner or an executive with an hourly rate of $500 or upwards. They're spending time chasing and following up with the leads. How do you justify that? You cannot. The way you handle that is you start with admin processes in your business and you automate them, right? And at that point, now the basic stuff is off of your plate. The $10 task, you're no longer doing it. Then you go and you look at the processes such as lead gen, lead nurturing, proposal sending. Those are the things you do. And you go and figure out how to automate. So most of the things and tasks and processes in your business today, you can automate them via traditional automations where step A follows step B, step C and D. It's literally linear, going from left to right. There's no decision making. You follow one step after the other. It's sequential. So if you're starting today, you have no other automation in place, please start with traditional automations. Does not even need AI at that point. The second step is AI automations, where let's say you send your proposals right after you're done with the sales call, right? Now you need to personalize every proposal based on who you're talking to, what is their background, what industry they are in, what is the problem you're helping them solve. So that's where you use an LLM somewhere in the middle of the automation, which helps you personalize. And that's an AI automation. That's the level two. Level three is where you need to automate a part of the business where the agent is going to sit there. It's going to be autonomous and it's also going to make decisions for you. At that point, the memory, the brain, the model, and the knowledge base, all that becomes important. And the tools that the agent is going to use to figure out what needs to be done. What did they ask me when they picked up the phone call? What am I helping with? The agent cannot forget that in the middle of a conversation, right? So it's about a dental office or any incoming inbound call that needs to be automated. If an AI agent picks up, it needs to remember and keep it in memory. What is the context of the conversation? So that's where the AI agent comes in. And to be honest with you, most businesses are not there yet, because if they haven't automated their admin stuff, their proposal sending, their lead gen, then it's no point installing 5 different agents because they're not really operating at that level. Plus, AI agents, they're good for demos. Not necessarily everything is production ready, so you can go all in. And that's also because if you automate the wrong thing, which you don't see an ROI, in 3 months. And then you sit there wondering, is it even helpful? Like, what am I doing? So you have to start with the problem. What am I doing? So you have what you're going to install to figure out. You just need to get clarity on what is this solving in my business. I was talking to someone and they asked me, aren't you going to clone your voice? You can record like 100 videos without sitting in front of a camera. And I was like, what is the problem I'm dealing with that's going to help solve that? It's not solving anything. I'm appearing on podcasts because when I have this conversation with people, there's an energy exchange. I like it. I want to be in that conversation. They ask me questions. They get to know a little bit about me. And then that clip goes on the internet and it goes on all social media. And that's how we're building trust one day at a time. I'm not there to just have AI record and clone. That's not, I do not have a problem that is going to solve today. Mm-hmm. So that's where I like to start. And I hope that was a long-winded answer, but I hope it was helpful.
No, that's awesome. And, you know, so, and basically like what I think where I'm at and where I think maybe a lot of my listeners are at, like you mentioned, it might not be at the level where you're using an AI agent yet or to that level, yet it's about starting to adopt AI. And it starts with step one, which is being aware and curious on how it can actually benefit your business and start to solve a lot of problems, right? And you said, first of all, so I'm curious. So I want to go back to lead gen for a sec, but I'm curious because I think that's a big problem for a lot of people. It's a problem in my business right now. So I want to pick your brain on this. Yet when you talk about traditional automation, you said you wouldn't probably even adopt AI automation until you've been working with traditional automation. What do you mean by that? What is some examples of traditional automation?
Yeah, that's a great question to start with. So think about anything that you are doing today, which you, as a CEO and the business owner, that's the first thing you would need to offload off of your plate. So anybody who's looking into the inbox, looking at who categorization, right? Those are all the things. Think about also when someone comes in your ecosystem, you're running an ad, someone clicked a form, what happens after that? They get into your ecosystem, but where do they go? Are you sending them on a landing page? Where are you sending them? What happens when they get on that landing page? Is there a lead magnet? They can opt in and put in their email ID. And now you have their information, so you can go and have a conversation with them and figure out where you can help them. So anything that's done sequentially today, one step after the other, most likely, just a traditional automation where someone clicked a thing and their email ID got into a Google sheet. That's a traditional sequential step. And what happened after that went into the Google sheet? Then they got tagged and they got added to a nurture sequence where now they're going through your welcome sequence emails, where you introduce yourself one bit at a time, and who's Kelly and why am I here and how I understand your problems better than you do, because I know you have fear ABC. Those are the things, what happens step by step. What is the journey of every customer that you work with? How do you take them on a journey from being a cold prospect to you to warming them up through your content? And then eventually you have a CTA very strategically placed in one of the emails that they interacted with. And now they want to pick up the phone call and you're ready to close them. And that's where you put your H2H connection, because you've already exposed them to so much of your content. They practically know you a lot. And then they trust why you are there through your client studies in your emails. You've also exposed them to see other people who were in your shoes and look where they are today. And that's the bottom of the funnel content you've exposed them to. And your time is best spent whenever they're ready to talk. You're the person they talk to because you can close them, and that's printing money for the business.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Thanks for walking through that, the traditional automation. That's where I'm at right now in my business, you know, honing that craft and having that in place. And I know the next step, next level is in implementing AI. And, you know, you and I are in a program together, an elite program through Dan Martell. And it's really all about the sales funnel, right? And how to generate leads and how to do it organically, and now introducing AI. And so I want to go back to this because, once again, like I said, this is a big thing for me right now, is like the problem of like, where do I generate leads? Where, like, I have a very high closing rate when it comes to sales and getting somebody on the call with me. Like, it's at about 70%. So my closing rate is quite high, I feel, yet it's going out and finding and generating leads. And so I know I was looking through your website, and I just want to talk about this for a sec, because you talk about AI powered lead generation and how most businesses wait for leads to come to them. You know, and therefore a lot of leads, potential leads in business and people we can help and support and grow our business with, they're slipping through the cracks, you know, and so that's where the lead gen can really come in. So you talk about smart targeting, lead capture, AI powered automation, and performance analytics. Are you okay if we just cruise through each one of these and you share what they are? Because I think that this is really important for people to hear, and it'll give them a better idea of how you're of service to people too in helping them with this problem.
Absolutely. Let's go in.
Okay. So let's start with the first one. So what does it mean to attract your ideal clients through smart targeting?
Yeah. So the idea is, when you target your ICP, how do they know that you exist? So it's either done through organic content, or it's done through paid ads, or it's done through other types of outbound, right? So think about how you would do this manually. If you are starting a new business, you would basically go have print some flyers, you would hand out, and you go tell people, this is what I do. Would you like my help on it? Think about doing this as scale. You go to SalesNav through LinkedIn, or you go to apollo.io. You put some filters in. You figure out, I want to work with people, 3 million ARR. You put that filter in. This is the size of the company they're running. This is the niche they are in. And I only want to talk to decision makers, so C-suite or above. Put that filter on. You get a bunch of leads. Let's say when you were handing out the flyers in person, you were able to get it to 100 people. But when you go to tools like that, you can scrape 2,000 leads in a few minutes. You take all that data, then you connect it to another tool which enriches the lead, meaning they figure out the email ID, what was their last milestone they achieved in their business, what type of business they have run, how long have they been in business. Through their content, they also can figure out, what is this person about? What do they like to talk about? What is the company name and what does the company do? What type of results have they achieved for their clients? You enrich the lead with lots and lots of data points. Then you connect it to another tool, and then you use AI to personalize, take all that data points and create a storyline. So that's personalization. Those personalized data points, and then you connect to another tool where it automatically sends all those leads to a campaign. And in that campaign, you write a template for, if I were to send a cold email, which is the first email in the sequence, to a person, what would they like to read? Most of the time when I see those cold emails, 70% of the copy talks about who's sending the email. I am this, I've done that. And then they talk about the company or the founder they're sending that email to. And the flow isn't right. When someone comes in your ecosystem, all they need to hear is, do you understand their problem? They have a business to run. Why are they sitting in front of their email box and reading through your email, wasting 50 seconds of their time in the morning? They're going to pass through it, or they're going to report it as spam. So the copy of the email is the USP. Either they read it or it doesn't click. And that's where the personalization and all the data points you've collected for that particular lead, that's where the power of AI and personalization and doing it at scale comes in. Because if someone were to sit down how much time would it take for them to personalize each email? But you have, if you understand copywriting, if you understand the psychology of selling and what makes people take action in buying from you, if you understand that psychology, then you'll be able to write the email in a way it gets read, it gets their attention, and they send you a response. Either they ask a clarifying question or they want to speak with you, at which point you send their Cal link and then you book a call with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's brilliant. I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, it's taking me 15 years of experience to be able to do what you just shared. And I'm always like, I need more of me. I mean, like, how many founders, entrepreneurs, business owners, leaders are like, if I could just duplicate myself. And what you just described is that. It's like, it's just, it's that. Like, that's a game changer.
Exactly. I was in a podcast this morning. We jammed on the topic of how are engineers taking this on their ego? They have been, I mean, I've been trained as a software engineer all my life. That was my identity until I started to question everything I was doing. I came at such a right time. So that's what I, to anybody who's listening, this is the lesson I want you to take. You think you have plans and you have dreams. Wait until something comes along and it pushes you in a different direction. And now you're able to achieve bigger dreams than you ever thought were possible. That's the power of sometimes it's okay to believe you're on a different path and you are as crazy as it sounds to all other people, but you know in your skin why you're doing it. And then one day everybody else will believe in you too. But before anybody else does, you have to have such conviction in your offer, in who you are as that person running that business. If you don't believe it in itself, it's going to be very hard for you to close those sales calls.
Yeah, it's so true, right? AI is phenomenal, yet it only takes it so far. Like, you still have to show up with, like you said, that belief, right? To be able to convert and close. Although, like, I want to chat about this too, because, you know, speaking, so we just talked about smart targeting, and correct me if I'm wrong, now the lead capture part is about taking what you just shared AI does and actually converting the visitors, right, to our ecosystem at a higher level than normal.
So the reason why that's on there is because when I started my business and I started talking to other business owners, one problem I saw, everybody kept complaining about, we don't have enough leads. And when I would go audit their website, their whole ecosystem, their funnels, what I would find is when they have no idea how many people are visiting their website per month, that's one. Second, they had no idea who was coming in. If you don't know who knocked on your door and they missed you, how are you going to go and nurture them back? Because it's the data proves only 3% of your market is ready to buy from you today. What are you doing with the 97% of them? Are you, if you don't know who they are, how are you going to nurture them? And if you're not nurturing them, you're not spending time enough in their inbox, how are you going to convert them? You're not top of their mind. How will you do business with them? So capture is an important part. When someone comes to your website, what is the lead magnet you have that they get to, they opt in, they leave their email ID and or their phone number. And at that point, you can go a level above and you can install AI voice agent, AI text agent, SMS. And through email, all three things, you can basically go nurture them on autopilot. Oh. So let's say you had a problem, Kelly. You came to a website, but you left and then immediately you got a phone call. Life happens. You got distracted and you got off the website. How cool would it be if the AI agent texted you seconds later, Kelly, we saw you stop by on our website. What do you need help with? Or take your number one fear that you as a target ICP has, and the AI agent follows up with that particular pain point and say, Kelly, you were on our weight loss program landing page. Have you tried to lose weight in the past and have not been able to? What has been your biggest fear? There, you've just got their attention. And if that is the actual problem they had, they'll respond to that text. Or if they don't, then you just figure out the cadence on how frequently you need to reach out. Would that be a voice agent? Would that be an SMS? Would that be through email? You send them their biggest client study so far and see you shine in their inbox. And one day they'll book a call and you'll be ready to close them.
I'm loving this. You know, even as you're talking, I'm thinking, I don't know how many people visited my website. I've never looked at that stat ever since I started my business a year and a half ago. So, you know, just even something like that, and to have what you just shared is so powerful for people who visit. It's almost like how we're being taught, you know, if people come to your Instagram or befriend you on Facebook, or they add you as connection on LinkedIn, don't just ignore that connection. Go and actually say hello and do what we're being taught, which is an open, like, thank you so much for visiting. Are you just here for the content or the problem you solve, right? So imagine even with the amount of people that visit your website, if you can do the same thing too, or all these platforms. Like, once again, it's so people don't slip through the cracks. This is really great stuff. So, you know, I love how you just talked about nurturing as well. I love that language that you used, because, and the 3% stat, that's a pretty small stat. So, you know, 97% of people basically is what you're saying need to be followed up with. And so maybe just chat about that, because the power of AI automation is that, because I know that I always say the fortune is in the follow-up. And I'll tell you, I've taught thousands of women entrepreneurs, and there's almost more fear in the follow-up versus the initial invite, right? Because it's like, well, I'll invite and face rejection, but now they haven't told me a yes. So to keep inviting, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do that, right? There's so much human psychology behind that, yet it's truly where we can convert people to be able to be of service for them and or get a sale, you know, for ourselves and our business, that nurturing that you talk about. So can you just maybe chat about the power of AI automation when it comes to the follow-up, which I think is really where most of the results happen?
Yeah. So think about this. When we go to a doctor, right? Do they give what we want or do they give us what we need? They give us what we need. They don't care if we like that or not, but it's something that you need. And anybody who feels salesy, I just want to tell them, someone is sick. They have a problem. Would you hold yourself before offering them the solution and medication? That's the same way. And again, it comes with the conviction. Do you believe in what you have to offer? If you do, then you see someone suffering. You see someone's business is suffering. They could be making 10K a month MRR, but they're not because their strategy sucks. If I have a solution, I don't feel salesy selling it because they have a problem, I have a solution, it's a good match. I just have to price my offer. I just have to put my offer in front of them in a way that they feel like that's what they want, where in hindsight, that's actually what they need. So yes, there is human psychology, but you have to get through that psychology in your mind first before you can help someone else.
Yeah, no, great answer. And for those who have massive fear around it, you know, implementing AI is such a solution even for that, right? Like, I know that it's important for me to do that, yet I'm not doing it. Like, boom, there's a massive problem. That's why you're not growing and scaling. Okay, well, let's implement AI so that it does that heavy lifting for you. And then once again, just puts qualified leads right into your inbox for yourself. So cool. Okay, last question I have before we learn more about you and start to wrap up. You know, you share on here about performance analytics. And I think this is also where I lack, is that I don't know my stats and my data. But you talk about just like how real-time analytics that show you what's working and what can improve is just super important and just gives you like that insight. So we're not guessing and just making things up. We're basing, you know, our decisions on fact and data.
So if you're not measuring, you're not improving. Before you go improve, you have to start measuring. You may think you have a problem, but you actually don't. You have a completely different problem and you just need data to prove it. And guess what? If the thought of adopting AI, bringing it in front of your team, if that scares you, start small. Take one task, automate it, or put AI on top of it, or personalize it, use it in one shape or form. See the ROI, collect data to prove your point. Even if you don't run your own business, you have a 9-to-5, but you want to improve the way you show up in someone else's business. And you also want to upskill yourself. And then you also want to become more valuable so you can attract more. Then you just build that leverage by learning more about what scares you. So fill that knowledge gap. And then you become more valuable. And then you collect some data, you prove it, you show it to other people, and also inspire them. And don't wait for someone else to change your life. It's you're in charge, you're in driver's seat. Doesn't matter if you're a 9-to-5 or you run your own business. It's your life, you are in the driver's seat. You choose the way you want to live. And you start designing your life one step at a time. ChatGPT is, if you get the pro version, you're paying $20 a month. And if you can prove it to your peers, how many projects you are running on that platform in a month on a daily basis, and how valuable and how much time it's saving you, it's no brainer. When people see data, it makes sense. You have something tangible to prove it to them.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. RT, oh my gosh, you're awesome. I can sit here and learn from you all day long because you make what can be, in my mind, complicated. You make it like an average person can understand it. So thank you.
Of course. And like I said, yeah, we had this another podcast interview in the morning and we were going down this rabbit hole, how to encourage people to adopt it. People who are just so scared of this is going to break and then this is going to break. And my only advice is you don't go run a half marathon sitting on the couch today. You have to put your shoes on, put the gear on, and go run a mile. And the next day you go run another mile. And the next week you start running 2 miles. That's how you're going to get to 13 or 26, however you're doing. Similarly, in your life, in your business, in any phase that you have, you start small and you make it no-brainer. You make it not complicated. And that's how you lead the way. You start small, but you take consistent action over time without getting overwhelmed and without quitting and without having 0 days. Start small. And you see, and that momentum is going to build. And in 2 weeks from now, it'll start to become a habit. And it will not be as foreign as it sounds today.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's great advice. Thank you. And so, RT, where can people find you? So if they're listening and they want to know more about your services and how you help them find their problem, walk them through their 5A framework, where can they reach out to you and get a hold of you?
Of course. So just like I said, I've created a 5A's framework. And my goal is to take anybody who's in the beginning and they don't know where to start. So anybody who is AI curious, but they want clear, actionable strategies on what the next, not 5 steps down the road, what is the next step I can take today? I've created an AI readiness quiz for them, which takes you 3 minutes or less to get through the whole quiz. And under 3 minutes, I'll give you tangible advice and the cost of inaction in terms of dollar amount and how much time you're spending doing things manually today. So if you go follow me on Insta, my tag is rtanand82. If you go follow me there and send me a DM, tell me you came through Kelly's show, I'll send you that playbook. You take the quiz under 3 minutes. It'll uncover a huge bottleneck in your business and the next step that you can take with AI to put that on a streamlined process.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Everybody, go and follow RT. Go and check her out. She knows what she's talking about. She's helping so many entrepreneurs, business owners, businesses, with this, implementing AI to solve whatever problem you're looking for, right, in your respective business. And so definitely go and shoot her a message. At the very least, take the quiz and just see where your point A is at, right? And start that first step of the, what did we call it here? Of the adoption, which is to be curious, right? And create some awareness around where you're at. So RT, you rock. Okay, I'm so excited that we've met. I'm going to continue to pick your brain and learn from you, which is exciting. And so I have a few last questions for you just to wrap up. So I'm curious, you know, you've had a journey with your career, and what would you say now would be your definition of success at this stage in your life?
I love that question. So I don't think I'm there yet, because my North Star is, in a few years down the road, I have my business, which is running completely on autopilot. Maybe there is a CEO and I offloaded it to them. And then I'm doing speaking engagements and I call my parents and I just tell them, I'm flying there. Do you want to fly with me? And I take them wherever I'm going. That's my North Star. That is what I dream of. And I know I'm going to get there. And there are just some milestones along the way that I have to accomplish as a business owner. And also being a mom of three kids under the age of 12, it's a huge responsibility. But again, I'm holding myself to the daily standards that I need to take. And that's what I'm creating the life for myself. The level of success, I say what I have today is I've built a business where I can take the time off whenever my kids need me to take them on a swim class. I can take off and go do that with them, and they don't have to sacrifice it. So that's where I am today. I have control over my time, which I didn't have a year and a half ago. So I'm proud of it. And a few years down the line, could be 3 or 4, where I have that kind of control over my schedule, freedom of time, money, and location with my parents as well. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I love that. That's awesome. You can tell how much you love your family, which is really cool. Okay, next question. So just like one sentence for each kind of thing, short answer. What would you say would be a tip that you would give the listeners? Because my tagline to my podcast is Unleashing Greatness Within. So 3 things to unleash your inner greatness.
3 things? Okay. First is you have to dare to dream. If there is no dream, there is no action. There is no pain. There is no place you're trying to get to, right? So you have to dream. Second, you reject the default and you design what you want. Because if you're just like everybody else, then there's nothing unique about you, which I do not accept. Everybody has a sort of upbringing. They have a story. They lived in a house for many, many years. They created a life for them, for their family. Everybody has a unique story. You have to design where you want to go in the future. And it's 100% in your control, believe it or not. And 3, do not hesitate in sharing that with the world, because you have no idea who can get unstuck from one teeny tiny piece of content you put out in the world. So those are the 3 that I think I live by, and they are very close to my heart.
Yeah, I love that. And so, okay, last question. What would you share with the listeners could be a call to action that they can implement when they get off this episode into their business this week based on our message today?
Absolutely. So as the business owner or as the CEO of your life, you need to decide what type of life you're going to live at the age of 70 or 80. Reverse engineer. Backtrack to today. What are the daily standards you need to hold yourself to be able to live the life at the age of 70? So I'll give you an example. I grew up in a big house, loud people. That's who we are. And that's the kind of house I want when I turn 70. We had 3 kids. I want lots of grandkids. They all are aware. That's what I want. Right? So you reverse engineer from where you want to go 20, 30 years from now, what type of life you have. You have to dream it. And then you go create it because it's in your power. If you can dream it, you can also go create it.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, what a great note to end on. Go and dream it and reverse engineer. And that's definitely a lifestyle to live up to, right? Like when we talk about the North Star, that'll get everybody excited. So RT, I just really appreciate you being here and talking about your passion and your business. You know, really the reason why it's so important to start to be open to adopting AI. It's not going anywhere. And I honestly think it would be crazy not to, right? It would be crazy to put the head in the sand and not want to adopt it because maybe we feel like we don't know. And just speaking from, you know, my own experience. So I'm super excited to dive in and start learning more. And just really appreciate you being on the episode today to shed some light into the importance. So everybody go and follow RT, go and check out RT and shoot her a DM, get that quiz and just understand where you're at, what your point A is and what some options are for you and your business. So thanks for being here today, RT.
Absolutely. I had a blast. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Tanya and this is Julie and we are the founders of Coach Core, your all-in-one solution for building and scaling a successful coaching business.
At Coach Core, we provide you with everything you need in one place. You can house your courses, manage memberships, run email campaigns, and create stunning websites and funnels, all with our easy-to-use platform.
And it's not just about the software. We offer built-in coaching and mentorship, helping you implement best practices from certified NLP practitioners and story brand coaches. And that's just scratching the surface of what's inside.
And that's why we're excited to sponsor the Entrepreneurial Elevation podcast with Kelly Beveridge. Kelly is a thought leader who inspires and elevates entrepreneurs worldwide.
We believe in the power of community and continuous learning, and this podcast is a fantastic resource for any coach looking to truly grow their practice.
So join us on this journey. Tune into the Entrepreneurial Elevation podcast for insights and inspiration, and visit Coach Core to transform your coaching business today.
Coach Core, your path to coaching success.